Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, April 19th, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com. We got the Google Core update still rolling out. It's day 45, 46, depending on when you watch this video. And there was a lot of volatility this week, even a little bit this morning, which I'll talk about. Two, Google AdSense has released a new ad format called Ad Intent. More on that. Pretty interesting. Google wants to test this link tax, where they're removing California publishers where California wants to try to charge Google for linking to publishers, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned. And of course, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Wix. Wix Studio lets digital marketing agencies get all the benefits Wix has to offer, from the best-in-class SEO capabilities to 99% uptime, with added value and extensive client and team management systems baked right into the platform. So definitely check out Wix Studio by Googling Wix Studio or click on the link in the description below. Thank you, Wix, for sponsoring. So like I said, the Google Core update, the March 2024 Core update, is still rolling out. We're on day 45 or so right now, day 46 or so. We probably will go into next week unless it finishes today, which I don't know if it will. I'm seeing a little bit more volatility this morning and Friday. I posted an update to that on the April 17th article where I said the Google March Core update is deepening. There's a lot of sites that are showing even more tracking where they were, meaning if they were going down, they saw more downwards trends. If they were going up, they saw more upwards trends. But some people this morning are saying they're showing some recoveries from whatever they saw earlier with this core update. So there's a lot of things going on. We also reported about recoveries last weekend. We posted, I think, on Sunday, but it seemed, or tax day. It seems like there was another type of big volatility push. So it's hard to know exactly what's going on. But as Google said, there are going to be multiple systems being updated in this core update. Technically, they could give each one its own name if they wanted to. That being said, the core update is still rolling out. We saw volatility on last weekend, like last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We saw volatility like Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we saw volatility again. Wednesday or so with volatility, and then I'm seeing again volatility again this morning, Friday. So keep that in mind. It still seems to be rolling out. Hopefully, it'll be done soon, but I have no idea. Danny Sullivan went on the defensive again, defending Google search quality and the value of having forum results in the actual search results. I'm not going to go through all of it again. It's pretty much the same thing over and over again. But that being said, I posted about it on April 15th. It's an interesting read to get into Google's mind there to see what's going on. So definitely take a look at that. Basically, Google saying, we don't say all forums are useful for all queries, but yes, our searchers do like forum results for many queries, and so on. And Google says if you do find dangerous and harmful types of search results that show up, that's not Google's aim, and Google will get better. The same old, same old. There's a lot of talk about this upcoming May 5th spam policy where Google's going to go ahead and take action on it. It's called the Site Reputation Abuse Policy. We covered it back in March, but now May's coming up in a couple weeks or so. And people are getting ready for this Site Reputation Abuse Policy, which is basically around hosted third-party content where you take your content, put it on a site that's ranking really well, and try to benefit off of their reputation. So that's going to go live on May 5th or around May 5th. And Lily Ray asked Danny Sullivan, is this going to be just manual actions or is it going to be algorithmic? And he said both. Yeah, generally, Google fights all these spam policies using both methods, both manual actions, where a human will review a website or websites and then issue manual actions in bulk or individually. Two, also through algorithms. Google had different various algorithms that go ahead and find these site reputation abuse policy issues and go ahead and handle them then. So that's May 5th. Prepare for that. We had other spam updates that finished weeks ago that started on March 5th. So we'll see how this one fares when it goes out on May 5th. So a couple weeks ago, The Verge published an article around the best printer, trying to rank for the best printer. And basically, the whole article goes on through mocking Google, saying it's been a while since we updated our best printer story. We used to rank very well for best printer, so I'm going to go ahead and update it because that's what Google's algorithms want me to do. And then they posted a bunch of like content about how Google's algorithms stink and they're not ranking really great stuff. And then it went on to say, here's some AI content we generated using AI about this printer and why it makes it the best printer. And ultimately, yes, they use that printer. I actually have that printer right over there. If you can see it right over here. It's a great printer. A little loud, but it's a very good printer. I've been having Brother printers forever. So it is a great printer. That being said, they ranked number two, right, shortly out of number one, and then number two, and it keeps going down a little bit since the story came out. And it was just funny to see. People like the story, which as John Mueller said, people just found it interesting, and that's why it's ranking well. So that's how Google responded, not in a bad way, not in a negative way, just that people were linking to it, and people liked it, and it was a good story. So Google ranked it well. On the Google Search Console news, Google announced that they have a new section called Unused Ownership Tokens, basically a way for you to validate those who have ownership rights of your properties in Google Search Console should have ownership properties or not. So sometimes you hire SEOs and then they go away, or you gave somebody access for a little bit and you forgot you gave them access. Now you can actually look to see what are the unused tokens and then remove them. You should do this with every platform you give access to, but Google's doing this now for Search Console. Google said that the indexing API may work for unsupported content, but it may go away overnight unexpectedly. We covered this many, many times where John Mueller said that using the Google indexing API for anything other than job postings and live events is not the purpose of that. It's like it's made for job postings and live events, broadcasting event schema. And if you're using it for anything other than that, it should not work. If it does work, it will stop working. And we've seen people actually say, yeah, they've used it, it worked for a little bit, and it stopped working. But Gary, on the latest SEO Office Hours video from Google, said, yeah, it may work for a little bit, but it will stop working, and don't be surprised if it does stop working. So keep that in mind. Google also said, now, it's unlikely that your search rankings will drop just because you have two or more websites. Somebody asked, I think this is more related to if you have a website that got hit by a spam update and it's verified in Google Search Console. If you have other properties in Google Search Console that are yours, will that affect other properties? But John Mueller said, no, it's unlikely that will affect other properties because a lot of people have several websites, that's just two, and they're doing fine. That being said, if you're spamming across many profiles, Google did say in the past that it could look at all your Search Console profiles, look at them all quickly, and just see what you're spamming with and what you're not. So that's just common sense. Bing is testing new Bingbot compression. So first, it fully rolled out the Bertolli compression, which it actually started to roll out last month, and now it's fully at 100% where Bingbot is using that compression. Googlebot used that compression a couple of years ago, but now Bingbot is testing a ZSTD compression, which is going to start rolling out in the coming weeks, according to Fabrice Cannell. So keep a look on that. Google is not using that compression. It's supposed to use a better compression, so we'll see how that goes. Google Search is testing thumbs up and thumbs down buttons for product results in the product grid. We saw them testing this in this like style recommendation thing for a while, and that went live, but now Google is actually testing it in the product grid. This is spotted by Brody Clark. Here's a screenshot of that. Google is also testing a bunch of site links and people also ask designs with strong horizontal links across the page. So here's for site links, this is spotted by Brody Clark and Will O'Hara. Also, they're testing these rounded circle types of edges for site links as well, and some other tests around around site links and so forth. It's always fun covering site links designs and people also ask designs. Not that it really makes a difference that much, but they are. But of course, Google's always testing these things. There's been a lot of rumors and discussions around the search notes, search notes on your search, which is a Google feature that Google launched last November. People are saying it's going to go away for sure in May 2024. Now, Google launched this again in November 2023, I believe. And when they launched it in the labs experiment, it always had this date saying this labs experiment ends in May 2024. Now, the same thing Google had for SGE. Google had an SGE ends date of December 2023. Google removed that end date. So just by saying Google has an end date doesn't mean that it will actually end on that date. Hopefully it will. I'm not saying it won't, but I mean, I/O is coming, so maybe they'll get rid of it. But again, you can't use that as evidence to say it's going away just because they have an end date, because Google has end dates on a lot of things. And either they remove the end date because it worked well and they liked it, or they extend it, or they just kill it. So there's a lot of options that could happen, but I wouldn't go that it's definitely going to go away. It might. I hope it does, but I don't know. Google Maps no longer supports Google Maps reviews in draft mode. So draft reviews are going away. It's going away in the coming months. So keep that in mind. If you have any reviews in draft mode, you may have got an email from Google saying either publish them or you want to save them or whatever. Take a look. So keep that in mind. Google Maps also launched a bunch of new travel directions and EV related features, mostly around sustainable stuff. So they want you to go for more walks. So driving alternatives, train and bus uses, train suggestions instead of flight suggestions, travel impact models, a bunch of EV charging features as well. So definitely take a look at that. I love when Google Maps updates stuff because it's useful, because stuff that you and I use every day. Google Ads has a new feature for demand gen campaigns. That covers like things like Google Discover and so forth, where now they could actually use the AI tools to generate images. Each image would be unique from the next, so keep that in mind. If you can use the AI in the tools themselves, in the Google Ads system itself, to generate stunning, they call it stunning images for your demand gen campaigns. On the Google Ads side, Google Ads is testing similar product carousels. This is spotted by Kashul. Here's a screenshot of that. You can see the similar products tag there. Google Ads is now reminding some advertisers that ad customizers are going away as of May 31st. There's a whole email that went out to those who are actually using it or have them in their campaigns that they will be going away on May 31st. So keep that in mind. Google told us about this a couple of years ago. So if you're still using them or you have them paused, you may get an email about that. Google is also testing more ad cards, ad formats. These are card formats. We saw vertical, now we're seeing horizontal, we're seeing carousels. Here's some more screenshots of that as well. Google AdSense has launched a new ad format called Intent Ad Intents. And basically, this format will either take your text of your page, make them hyperlinks, or add an anchor to the below. And then when you click on either the link text or the anchor text, it will drive you back to the Google search results, which, you know, publishers don't have to opt into this. You don't have to, but searchers or users that are going to Google search, searching for something, clicking on it, going to a publisher's website, has ad intents on it, and they click on the links in those articles, that content, and they're going back to the search results. It's kind of this like circular motion. Google did have linked ads back in the past, but those only linked to actually ads, not to actually Google search results. So this is kind of being tested by Google, but it's available if you want to test and use it yourself. It's pretty interesting, but it's causing a lot of stir in the SEO community. Google AdSense publishers are also reporting huge revenue per, basically earning drops and revenue drops since late February, mid-February. This may be related to their change to their CPM model to CPM bidding, CPC to CPM bidding back then. But I did cover that early February, publishers were happy with the results, so things were going well. But then a week later, publishers started to report huge drops. Some are saying they're seeing recoveries this week since I published it, but I'm not sure. Some people are reporting like 70 to 90% revenue or earnings drops since mid-February. And then finally, Google is threatening California over their new proposed bill to charge Google a link tax, where Google will, if Google shows a link to a publisher, it will charge them just for showing that link to the publisher a certain amount of dollars. And Google's like, we'll just remove you guys, like they did in Canada, like they did in Spain, like they did in other countries. You want to charge us to show your search results to your publishers, we will remove your links. And Google's threatening California with that. And they're also pause all news-oriented investments in California. Pretty interesting. Again, Google's done this numerous times. Generally, the country who tested this goes back and show and brings back those search results and doesn't have some type of link tax, but we will see how this goes for California and how it goes for Google. Google's testing this on a small number of people. If you do see it, let me know. In any event, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz. This is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com over the past week. Thank you so much, Wix, and check out Wix Studio for more information. Have a good day. Be safe. Speak to you guys later. Bye.